Chapter 3, Gospel Community Logistics. Planning. Understanding the rhythms of life is important. The community you are cultivating cannot function at 100% activity all of the time. There are seasons of rest, seasons of training, seasons of being active, seasons to focus on the family, and seasons to focus on mission. As believers, we trust in the Holy Spirit to guide us through various life circumstances and changing seasons. In addition, because this ministry is relational and involves people, it is good to be somewhat flexible and willing to accommodate spontaneity. In navigating the various seasons, it is best to maintain open communication with your group to assess how everyone is doing and what changes, if any, need to be made. We expect leaders and co-leaders to regularly set aside time to discuss the status of the group, pray together, and plan for the future. Regular communication among leaders is vital to the overall health of your group. You may want to create a standing meeting that everyone can commit to, such as the first Thursday of every month, etc. It may be best to plan out at least 1 month at a time, so you know the direction of where the group is going, who will be doing what, and when. Implementing this type of planning will allow for gatherings to go more smoothly, ensure leaders have a pulse of how the group is doing, and avoid feelings of being behind the curve or pressured to plan things last minute. Leaders may even want to consider creating an overall plan for the year. Setting goals for a one-year period helps to promote progress in those areas. In this way, leaders can also incorporate the various rhythms of life, as mentioned previously. For instance, if your GC has a lot of younger kids, you know that during summer, Thanksgiving, and winter breaks, you will either need to plan more kids' activities or prepare for many families to be gone. This can be discussed with the group ahead of time to determine whether the group will scale back or not. This can also help leaders plan for shared leadership roles in which members take on more responsibility within the group or mission. If your GC's missional focus is Delta High School, for instance, you know that summer is a time to plan and prepare for the new school year. Time spent serving students won't start back up until mid-August. In this example, then, during the summer months, the GC might focus more inward on discipleship of the group. With Element's sermon series planned far in advance, GC leaders can also learn more about what is coming ahead from their coach. You may want to ask your coach about the upcoming sermon series and duration to account for that in your planning. Note, planning is good and helpful, but we must also be flexible so as not to become locked into our plans and miss what adjustments and new opportunities God is calling us toward. See the appendix for exercises on monthly and annual planning. Sharing stories. One of the greatest ways to bond a community together is by sharing our personal stories. This is a practice that should be repeated when a significant amount of the community is new and hasn't heard the stories of the leaders or fellow GC members. There might be times when the whole group is invited to share stories, or times when the leaders share with just a new individual or couple over a meal as part of getting to know each other. Because people's stories vary drastically, it's great to usually offer a few guidelines to give them some structure. For instance, people telling their life story chronologically may get lost in the details. One great practice, for example, is to pattern the storytelling after God's overarching story: creation, fall, redemption, restoration. Not only is this a great time to teach those in the group about the biblical narrative and God's mission, but it emphasizes the unity of our need for Jesus amidst the various life circumstances. In addition to quickly building intimacy within the group, storytelling is a great exercise for GC members learning how to speak of the gospel in a tangible way. Not only does storytelling help GC members learn to be bold in speaking transparently, but it helps them connect the gospel to real life. Hosting. Hosting is an important aspect of GC life and provides a great opportunity to practice hospitality. In considering hosting needs, your group may want to consider the following. Are we meeting in a public space, such as a park, or at someone's home? Is parking available, or would ride sharing make more sense? Is the space accessible to everyone in our group? Can the size accommodate everyone comfortably? Are restrooms available? If we are partaking in discussion, a meal, etc., where will people be located? If children will be included, is there a safe place for them to play? You may find that your group regularly meets at the same place for a weekly gathering or other event, or rotates among various locations. This should be a regular discussion among your group, as location can impact members' ability to attend. In addition, members that have offered their homes as a meeting place in the past may need a break for a certain season. Meals. Meals are a natural part of life and relationships, and it is expected that GCs will regularly share meals together in some capacity. For groups that have meals often, weekly, for example, it is usually best to have a dedicated meal coordinator that is responsible for planning the theme or menu. In considering how meals will be incorporated into your GC's life, you may also want to consider the following. How can responsibility for the meal be shared? Is the group chipping in on takeout, for example, or is the meal being provided potluck style? Will we help our host with dishes or use paper goods? Are there allergies or dietary restrictions to be mindful of so everyone can be included? How can we plan meals in such a way that the GC can commit to them? Members of the group should also be encouraged to share regular meals with other members of the group throughout the week in smaller settings. Mealtime is a great way to open our homes and lives to someone else. This is a great practice to help relationships grow deeper. Children and childcare. We believe children are a blessing and are to be involved in the life of gospel communities, as they are also part of the family. However, what that looks like can differ from group to group. Here are some questions to consider. When and how do we care for the children in our GC? What do they need at this stage of life? Do we want to utilize childcare to help foster appropriate conversations among adults only? How can children be included in our GC structure? Are there older kids who can help watch the younger ones? Are paid babysitters required? Who will pay for their time? Note, speak to your coach about possible financial reimbursement provided by Element for GC childcare needs. Is there someone that can coordinate childcare or activities for both children and adults? How will we communicate childcare needs to the whole group and newcomers? How do those without children feel included? How can we equip and train our children as disciples of Jesus? How can children help us serve on mission? These questions need to be worked through as you put together spaces and gatherings for the gospel community. For those gospel communities that have children, we encourage an atmosphere where children can participate in various ways, though perhaps not in every way. While the current cultural trend is to separate parents and children in church and daily activities, we have a unique opportunity to nurture families inside the context of a spiritual environment, modeling to children what it means to live in a gospel-centered community. When we have children in our community, they will experience the church as God intended. How each GC handles children is completely up to them. We also understand some groups may not even have any children. Be sure to check out the resources section for planning-centered groups for kids' curriculum, coloring pages, and more. Assessing GC health. In addition to the regular communication that occurs for the sake of planning, it is wise practice for leaders to assess the health of their GC. This is something that can be done in collaboration with the GC coach. However, aspects of health the leaders may want to consider include depth and gospel relevance of discussion. Are GC members' words reflective of a deepening understanding of the gospel? Do they reflect a heart that has been transformed by God's grace? Member care. Does the GC care for each other well? Is there a family-like environment cultivated in which members can be encouraged and supported? Discipleship. Are the fruits of the Spirit evident in your members' lives? Do they desire to grow in spiritual maturity and biblical understanding? Mission-minded. Is your GC passionate about reaching those who don't know Jesus? Are they excited by God's mission to redeem and restore this world, including their very neighbors? Do they understand the difference between service and mission? Inclusion of non-believers. Does the life of your GC include non-believers in any of its multiple spaces? Are the majority of the members of your GC working to build relationships with those they do not know? Are non-believers slowly being encouraged into deeper relationships with individuals, the GC, and ultimately Jesus? Welcoming atmosphere. Does your GC welcome and invite others from Element and/or from their daily lives to participate with the GC? Is there a sense of being oriented toward openness and growth? Attendance. While not the most important metric, patterns of attendance are a good indicator of commitment level and/or life stressors. Is there at least a core group of attendees to any given gathering? Size. Is the size of your group conducive to your gatherings and goals? Do you need to diversify your membership by adding more people? Have you grown so large that you should consider planting a new GC? Multiplying and planting. When Jesus commanded his disciples to advance his kingdom, make disciples, and spread the gospel, he was clear about the expectation for the church to flourish and grow. The early church in the book of Acts expanded and recognized that the kingdom was not about their comfort, but about God's mission to save the lost. It is important to maintain this perspective as we plan for and live through our own gospel communities. While key relationships will be built in a gospel community that will likely last for years, GCs are not about establishing self-focused groups that stay together forever. Because these groups exist for the sake of the gospel, they will need to grow and adapt as the Spirit leads. The church is intended to grow, expand, and reproduce itself. Growth does not always mean numerical growth. A GC can experience an immense amount of transformational growth in the hearts and lives of the people without any numerical growth, at least for a time. Growth exists in many different forms. Spiritual growth, however, will eventually have an outward dimension of reaching others. It is important to consistently remind ourselves that the goal is not comfort, safety, or self-preservation. Rather, the goal is risk, faith, passion, and a commitment to share the good news of Jesus' rescue and transformation. As Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. While we don't establish numerical goals for growth, the natural indication of health and in others' focus will eventually be expansion and reproduction. We want to invite unbelievers and new people to our GC and pray that over time, we will reach a point of planting another GC to then reach more unbelievers. Therefore, the topic of size is relevant to assessing GC health, as the planting of new GCs as expressions of the church is always a goal.